G'day, welcome to Partakers Monday Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy to hear what they are sharing with us today at the start of this new week. Over to you, Jim.
The powerful preaching of the Word of God. An interesting picture of this, I believe, is found in Revelation chapter 1, where we see a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God, in all his glory, powerfully speaking in a vision to John the Apostle on the island of Patmos. John describes Jesus Christ in this way. His voice was like the sound of rushing waters. He then describes the powerful effect of what he heard. He likened it to a sharp, double-edged sword in Christ's mouth. He then sees in this same vision seven stars that are held in Jesus Christ's hand. No doubt many of you will be reminded of Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating and dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Now then, if the seven stars referred to are those who are leaders of the seven churches addressed by Jesus Christ in the next few chapters in the book of Revelation, and those leaders preach the word, where are they? They are in Christ's hands, and surely Christ's words are to come from their mouths. Consider what that would mean for today's churches. What powerful preaching would come from those who preach with Christ controlling their lives and mouths? But who are to preach? In Romans 10 we read that preaching is a vital necessity, and those called to preach are sent and empowered by God. It's a very special calling. So is it not a fair question to ask, why is it that so much preaching today is lame and ineffective? Why do the listeners soon become bored? Why is preaching spoken of as a joke, or that it should only have a small part in the service? Some even say out of date. May I suggest that we may have opened the door too wide to our pulpits, to those who are neither called or equipped to preach? They are not sent by God. They may have the gift of oratory or ability to talk or read, but preaching is far more than reading the Word of God, powerful as that is. Because it is a special calling, preaching is something far bigger, of a special nature, a very high calling. But is it rare today? Powerful preaching is so necessary today. So if there's a scarcity of powerful preaching today, why isn't more attention given to this desperate need? Because we do know that its amazing, powerful effect can be shattering to Satan's domain. And that's what we want, isn't it? It is meant to do just that. This positive, powerful preaching, building magnificently the kingdom of God, God's people growing strong, and becoming more effective witnesses through its direct work into their lives. But, and it's a big but, how much time does the average preacher spend in the presence of God praying over his message and preparing that word from God? John Wesley of old said the preacher should spend at least 5 hours out of every 24 in study and in prayer for his preaching. Why that amount of time, you ask? Because of its importance to find the precise meaning of the words to be preached and to be applied to the hearers. Also to seek earnestly the sacred anointing of the Holy Spirit. His preaching is such a high calling that it must take precedent over all his other ministries. Over nearly 50 years of not only being a preacher but an intense listener, I can tell you from my experience that our Lord blesses immensely the church which gives their minister time preparing and preaching while others may perform other of his tasks. The church has many parts and gifts to complement their pastor's ministry. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12 to 14. Now then, are you exercising your gift to help your minister? I ask you, where is the ardent Christian today who is eagerly wanting to give themselves completely to live for Christ, dying to self, whose soul is thirsty for the living God, who comes to the place of worship with an intense desire to meet with the King of Kings in all his beauty, and looks eagerly forward to hearing God's messenger deliver the words Jesus Christ wants to speak from his ministers' mouths, who come to be fed, strengthened, and equipped to serve Christ in their locality and to become more effective witnesses to others who are lost and need to be found. Is this a cry from your lips too? I hope it is. May God enable us all to think very carefully about this subject, to pray for our ministers, as well as seeking to complement his ministry by using the gifts that God has given to us. Bye for now.
Gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we come to you, the Almighty God, and thank you for the longings in our hearts to learn more about you from your most holy word, and to be taught how to be more Christ-like, so that Jesus, the light of the world, may be seen in and through our lives as we seek to reflect him. Forgive us if we have neglected to come to a place of worship, or have come in the wrong spirit to worship you. Forgive us if we have not come alert and prepared to listen as well as we sing your praises. We love singing, but need to listen more attentively and pray more earnestly for our ministers, that they be given time to prepare and preach, and if we can, help his ministry to volunteer to help with whatever gifts you have given to us. Thank you for your precious, holy, powerful word, and may we never neglect it at home and spend time with you in reading, studying, and praying in your word into our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.